This is WLRN News. I'm Kate Stein. With electronic payments like credit cards, Apple Pay, or gift cards, it's easy to buy things and forget the transaction, at least until the bill comes due. But with electronic transaction data, one company is analyzing how Florida residents prepared for Hurricane Irma. Rishi Chhabra is a vice president with First Data, which processes 40% of all U.S. card transactions and has offices in Coral Springs. First Data took data from the week before Irma, the week of the storm, and the week after, and compared it with data from last year.
We saw what you would expect, which is the time leading up to the hurricane, spending went up drastically. Gasoline stations, groceries, building materials went up drastically. Now, during the week of the hurricane, everything went upside down.
Spending fell 58% in South Florida from September 8th through 10th, when the storm was making landfall. But Chhabra says the data suggests something interesting when compared with data from Hurricane Harvey in August. People in Florida may have been better prepared than people in Houston.
Spending went up more in the weeks leading up to the hurricane in Florida versus Houston. And then spending went down more during the week of the hurricane as well. So people were shopping ahead of time or preparing ahead of time compared to Houston.
He says one reason could be that people in Florida responded to alarming stories and photos of flooding in Texas. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.